As the number of senior citizens in America grows each year, the issue of how to make life easier for older people is growing in importance as well. One researcher, Joe Coughlin, has made it his passion to use technology to help people live longer and live better. Coughlin, who has roots in upstate New York, was in Syracuse recently and spoke with WRVO's Catherine Loper.
The average life expectancy for Americans is longer with each generation, and the number of senior citizens is growing as baby boomers get older. But the demographic shift is even more acute in upstate New York, where the portion of the population over the age of 65 is larger and growing faster than the national average. Joe Coughlin is the founder and director of MIT's Age Lab, which tries to develop ideas to help the aging population.
How do we reinvent what we're going to be doing with 20, maybe even 30 years of longer life after what we've called retirement?
As Coughlin explains it, societies will need to change in many ways to accommodate more aging citizens.
The aging of America, the aging of rural America, is too big for any one company, any one government. We're now going to have to be very creative on how we develop services, products, and indeed solutions to include to address those issues from health to well-being to engagement to, frankly, even part-time work.
Part of what the Age Lab does is what you might call whiz-bang inventions. The lab has a simulator suit which makes whomever puts it on feel many of the sensations someone in their mid-70s might experience. Product designers, city planners, and others can use it to help make their products and facilities more convenient for seniors. And Coughlin says new technologies that seem like they might be straight out of the Jetsons are really practical applications to help seniors live better.
Robotics to remind you to take your medications. Robotics maybe to even be able to monitor whether or not your walk has changed ever so slightly so that we can predict a fall rather than to help you once you've fallen.
There are also computer technologies that allow seniors to enjoy a virtual meal with faraway family members, or allow for doctors to consult via video conference or monitor various health indicators remotely. There are even high-tech toilets that can, shall we say, determine whether you've taken your medicine or what kind of nutrients your body needs. It's all about enabling seniors to age in place because moving to a retirement home or to live with relatives can be expensive and costly in other ways, says Coughlin.
The United States, even when the economy was going well, your marriage, your mortgage, and your memories were in the house that you were in probably by the time you're age 50 or thereabouts. The likelihood of moving was very little, even when the economy was going well.
But who's going to pay for all these technologies when politicians and the public can barely agree on how to fund Medicare? Coughlin advises that living longer and living better will take some preparation.
Retirement planning is going to have to change from simply being, do I have a nest egg to pay for my mortgage or maybe just to buy food and what I need to, quote, retire. Instead, retirement planning now is going to have to be, do I have the funding necessary to pay for those services I am going to need to age in place, to age well, to provide for quality of care?
Coughlin has family members in central and northern New York and spent vacations as a kid in the region. He said he developed a can-do spirit from those times in upstate New York and as a student at SUNY Oswego. It's that path that led him to the cutting edge of a field that he hopes can help everyone.
Because really, if you think about it, aging with any luck is something that all of us get to face, and that is the endless frontier for science, technology, and society.
In Syracuse, I'm Catherine Loper for WRVO News.
You can hear more from Joe Coughlin and a panel of regional experts on aging Sunday night at 7 here on WRVO.